Hello, today is February 26, 2024, and today we have the Hierophant reversed. The Hierophant, or Pope, or High Priest, who we drew just last week in the upright, is today in the reverse. I always found it ironic that this card of social convention, institution, tradition, and the establishment was numbered 5 of the major arcana, the restless number of change. The word comes from ancient Greece, where it was constructed from the combination of tahira, the holy, and pheno, to reveal. Probably not pronouncing that right. Forgive me, my Greek friends. So this figurehead is basically the keeper and revealer of holy knowledge. On the Olden Time Rider-Waite-Smith card in the upright, we see the Hierophant bestowing a blessing on 2 kneeling monks or initiates. We only see them from the back, the tops of their heads shaved, demonstrating their commitment to the order, as is tradition. It is assumed and inferred that these are both male initiates. Both wear robes or tunics or shirts. We only see their backs from the waist up as they kneel before the high priest, but one wears a garment embroidered in red roses, the other in white lilies, the ancient symbols for male and female. I find this card wonderfully mysterious and vague. This is a marriage card in the upright, traditional, conventional marriage. I watched a documentary last night about the great American artist Georgia O'Keeffe, an inspiration in life as well as art. She was, and is, peerless. Unconventional in every possible way since childhood. One of a kind, and original, and self-aware. Her religion, we can say, was independence. When she began her relationship with the photographer, NYC gallery owner, and art pioneer Alfred Stieglitz, who was considerably older than Georgia, it caused a major scandal. When they moved in together, it was an even bigger scandal. Their open marriage was unconventional. Their living apart much of the time was unconventional. Stieglitz's famous nude photos of O'Keeffe, certainly closer to being Greek marble sculpture than porn, although Georgia's own art was considered porn, were especially scandalous to her own Midwestern family and society in general. Alfred and Georgia were breaking no laws, but before their own time they certainly would have been. They were just making and living by their own. Georgia was a member of the National Woman's Party. Women had just been given the right to vote around then. How unconventional. Of course, all of this is hardly scandal today. There is a noble and beautiful bravery in people who have no fear of being judged or of what people think. There are, of course, still plenty of places that have zero tolerance for those who choose to live their lives their own way. Change will come. But as for our card of the day, this is encouraging for those of us who march to the beat of our own drum.